Hi, my name is Sylvester Kobo, and I'm the deputy head of fixed income at Stanley. Our overall impression of the medium-term budget was that it exceeded expectations in terms of delivering on Treasury's fiscal consolidation plans. For us, the main headlines were, one, they adopted a lower inflation target of 3% with a 1% band around that, which was in line with market expectations. And secondly, they recognized better revenue collections, mainly coming from corporate income taxes and the higher spending from household, which was helped by the two-pot withdrawals. As a result, revenue over collections were just under 20 billion rand for the year, most of which were allocated to investment spending this year to help improve growth. And from an expenditure point of view, they adjusted expenditure higher by about 15 billion rand this year, which means the main budget deficit improved slightly to 4.6% of GDP compared to the 4.6% in the May budget. Market expectations, on the other hand, was for the budget deficit to improve to 4.3% of GDP. This wasn't a train smash, though, as Treasury opted to draw down 31 billion rand from their GFECRA balances. And given their healthy cash levels from the overfunding this year, they were able to cut issuance of nominal bonds by 20%, reducing it to 3 billion rand per week from 3.75 billion prior. All the other long-term issuance levels were left largely unchanged. And our take on the issuance reduction is that even though the market largely expected an issuance cut now, the quantum was more on the high side, which is very positive for bonds. Post the announcement, we saw bond yields rallying by about 25 basis points, pointing to the structural improvement in fiscal trajectory. And we think this is positive for South Africa's credit ratings in the short to medium term, and it improves the chances of ratings upgrade by S&P this Friday. South Africa's bond yield curve is quite steep, and we think these major announcements by Treasury today will go a long way in reducing the risk premium baked into the bond curve. The Treasury also announced plans to adopt a fiscal anchor in 2026, which is another structurally positive measure to help reduce this risk premium and improve credit ratings outlook for the country. From a monetary policy point of view, we think the formal adoption of a lower inflation target, coupled with the contained inflation and a benign growth environment, should increase the chances of a 25 basis point cuts by the SAP in the November meeting next week, which will also be positive for bonds in the short term. And finally, in terms of the outlook for the bond market, we think this budget is quite positive for bonds and should lead to a flatter yield curve. And structurally, it will anchor the 10-year bond yields firmly below 9%, even though in the short term, we think there could be some profit taking, which will push bond yields higher as the markets have rallied hard over the last 6 months. Thank you.
Stanlib Asset Management Pty Limited is an authorized financial services provider in terms of the FIRES Act. This podcast should not be construed as advice.